with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And been having a little bit of fun with Jeff Knobloch from Trail Point Brewing. But, Bob, we've got a guest on the grilling line right now.
That's right. And I'm just wanting to make sure we're saying your name right, Jeff. Is that right, Knobloch?
It's actually pronounced Knobloch.
Knobloch. Oh, my bad.
Yep. That's okay.
All right. Give me another couple beers. I'll dial it in.
I just wondered if, like, one of your ancestors was an offensive player because he Knobloch.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
I just wonder how, you know, stop it. Like his.
That was like that rib viage or some junk you were doing a couple weeks ago when your wife left you.
So this next fellow coming on the line here is going to talk about how to grill some crabs, but he's an old friend of mine, and we share a relative. His stepfather is my godfather. So
that's irrelevant.
It is not. Venting is included. But so you might remember him, Jop, because years ago when the show was fairly new, he came on and did something that turned out to be quite popular. He told us how to do something called Tasty Deer Treats.
Okay.
If you remember that recipe, and I'm sure you don't. But
well, hey, you know what? He's on the live line, though, so he might be able to tell us about
it. Let's talk to him right now.
Give him an opportunity to
Greg
talk.
Greg Brown from Smyrna, Michigan. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing great, doing great. Yeah, it turns out my daughter, this all started out yesterday here. We asked her, what do you want for dinner for your birthday? Because today is her 14th birthday.
Nice.
So a little shout out to Eliana Easton Brown.
I remember when she was born.
Yeah. And no, don't want to go to Red Lobster, Dad. Don't want to do that this year. Can you grill the crab legs on the grill again? All right, so 20 pounds of crab legs.
Oh!
Anyway,
there's a $400 birthday
and
dinner.
She only weighs 30 pounds.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, put it on the elevator. $400 was a while back, I think.
Well, she doesn't have to go to college anyway.
Do all those teenagers really like crab legs? Man, you got that's a big party, baby.
14-year-old does.
Yeah, right. There you go, good.
Yeah, 1 pound crab legs. Yeah.
So Greg called me out because... I told him.
Man, I got a brand new Weber grill just picked up here yesterday, so I'm looking to break it in right with some 1 pound crab legs. So, but if you want to know how to do it, how I was taught, you got two different sides of a crab leg. You got the red side and the white side. And when you grill them, you kind of grill them like you're doing a steak. You throw it on the red side first because it can take more heat before it actually starts to turn and start to burn the shell. And then if you see it starting to turn, you flip it over to the white side and it goes quicker. By the time you get it out, you have a perfectly steamed crab leg that doesn't lose any of the salt or flavor because it's all boiling inside itself.
So do you thaw it or can you throw it on frozen?
Frozen.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
How cool is
right
that?
Well, and
I can see because that'd keep the moisture in it, right? And then
exactly.
It kind of steam itself
right,
because they're cooked.
Yeah.
When they're harvested, they're cooked and flash frozen. And that's how we get them, okay? But
correct.
So really you're heating them back up. You're not cooking them. But on the flip side of that is that salt water moisture in there provides a tremendous amount of flavor. And so
it makes me hungry.
Yeah. So what a cool idea. Never done that before. So you're doing the knuckles and everything. I mean, you're just putting the whole thing on the grill.
Put the whole thing on frozen, put it red side down, and you got to watch it and just cook it like you would a steak. If the outside is getting too cooked, it's done.
Maybe you want to slow down your temperature a little bit if it's frozen.
Yeah.
And you might want to be careful of your heat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worked out.
So how long?
Wow, are those good, too.
Yeah, so
not enough backstrap to go around.
Greg, how long did that take you, approximately? I mean, I know temperature plays a role in that, but were they on there 10 minutes? Were they on there 4 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes max, probably. I mean, it's like cooking a steak.
Wow.
It's, 5 minutes per side, ish. But just don't overcook the white side. It'll grill up quick on the white side.
Hmm. Interesting.
And what are you saying? The meat will get tough?
No, it'll just burn the outside of the shell, okay. And you'll have more like a crumbly shell. You don't want to have a crumbly shell around your beautiful meat, you know.
No, because you'll have all that black flake around it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So just don't overcook it on the white side.
So,
yeah.
So
yeah.
You did woods and turf because you said you served this with some venison backstrap as well?
Yeah, we do it. Well, this time we're out of backstrap because my family, Christmas, somehow I'm doing tasty deer treats for every Christmas dinner for the last like 7 years now.
Right.
So I'm running low on backstrap, but that's a great recipe. A friend of mine shared with me. Take a backstrap, you thin it out, and put a little honey teriyaki on it. Then you chop up apples, onions, and fresh jalapenos in strips. Then you wrap that in that tenderized meat that's been soaking, marinating. Then wrap another thing of bacon around to hold it all together.
Oh.
And you grill that. Oh man, is that good!
So it's apple and jalapeno.
Rewind that.
Jalapeno,
I got apple.
Yeah, okay. So
a jalapeno, and there was something else.
I take a backstrap and I cut it like long ways, kind of to make a long rolled up meat.
Okay.
You know, probably eighth inch. Tenderize it so it just falls apart. Honey teriyaki, 20 minutes maybe. Then you take your spears of apple. Fresh jalapeno and onion.
Onion, that's
you,
what it was.
Yeah, and then you wrap that inside there to make like you would a sushi roll.
Yeah.
And then you wrap a bacon around it all the way around and toothpick it.
Right.
And when you throw that on the grill, you're gonna cook it three sides, if you can, two to three sides.
Right.
If you get it to roll, and all you're doing is cooking the bacon on the outside.
Yeah.
Just cook the bacon on the outside, and you're done. Cut them into medallions, and you can't make enough.
Holy cow, I bet not. Wow, that sounds tasty. Making my mouth water just thinking about that. No, I've never done anything like that. I realize you told us about this years ago, but I'm old. I don't remember stuff like that. But cool.
Very good. Gives me itchy trigger fingers what it does.
Yeah, itchy trigger finger. Yeah, to go get another one. Because there's only one ingredient out there that's on a limited resource, and that's the venison,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Very
all
cool.
Right. Greg Brown, my brother, thanks much for joining us. We're going to try that. I'm definitely going to try your crab leg recipe and throw some on the grill.
Doing not doing the venison because you didn't get a deer this year, Bob?
I did not. No,
oh,
I did not.
Okay. Yeah, right. Sorry, I didn't mean to remind anybody of that.
That's okay. I had the best hunting season, Greg, I've had in years, and I didn't shoot a thing. But it just wasn't about the meat this year. It was just about being out there every weekend.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't get better than that, does
oh,
it?
Oh, man.
Nothing like seeing those animals walk around the woods and just being the bird cool.
Yeah. Or having the bird land on your arrow. That's even better.
That's right.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, I will
did
see you.
Did you wake up to that?
I will see you. I will see you a Super Bowl weekend.
All right, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Very cool.
So that's Greg Brown. We were fast friends. I did business with him about 15, 20 years ago, and after about 2 or 3 minutes, we were just like old pals.
Yeah.
And he's a good guy. Yeah.
All right. Jeff, what is it that you just put in my glass? That is tasty.
Magic.
Oh, man. What is that?
That is Hazy Potamus. It's a New England-style IPA. It's one of our house favorites.
It's got a little citrus.
It does, yeah.
Backbone to it?
It does. It's got a lot of citrus up front and some kind of stone fruit flavors. Soft on the palate. We kind of manipulate the water a little bit to change the water profile to give it a softer feel.
Okay. How do you change water? Water's water.
Well, we have to know it's not. It really dictates a certain style. So we
and it's a huge factor.
It is a huge factor. So clean water, obviously, and we're in a state with the greatest water in some of the world. pH level.
Talk about manipulating.
And your minerals, and knowing what your minerals are in the water, and then designing a beer around that, and then making the adjustments. So
how cool.
The science of brewing is just, it's incredible the way things have changed over the past 80, 90 years, and what we're able to do now with beers and get the flavors we desire.
And it's finally happening all around the country. I mean, we watched it come into Michigan.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about a few things you could do in this cold weather other than standing inside and looking at your deck. Stick with us. We'll be back.